Hello everyone, this is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Welcome to Outside the Box. With me is my good friend.
I guess that means I'm John Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta.
Are you John Nelson? What do you mean you guess that means? Aren't you John Nelson or not?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, John Nelson, welcome. I don't know if you've ever been on here Outside the Box, but we talk about the National Lacrosse League. We got Chad Culp of the New England Backwolves, the scout for the New England Backwolves, our good friend Rod LaHood. Who else do we have on this week, John?
Well, it's going to be one of those weeks where we're chasing after a lot of other stories, and we've had a lot of teams getting wins on the board that might have shocked. So we're going to take our tour around the National Lacrosse League. And to get where we're going, we got to let you know where we've been. So here's your mashup of what went down last week. Surprises across the board. Outside the Box continues in just a little bit.
Lowen adds to the rush misery. Make it 17-12. An unbelievable scoreline here tonight.
I cannot remember the last time I've seen any team come right down the middle on a rush defense and have wide open looks like the Roughnecks have here tonight. And they got some things to figure out defensively. I think their offense is going to be just fine. I think their goaltending is going to be fine when it's all said and done as well. But defensively right now, there's some issues.
And you can see all the pump faking going on right there. Sean Evans puts a punctuation mark on this one. He didn't have any goals till the fourth quarter. Now he's got four.
Well, he likes to shoot, so I'm not surprised to see him, you know, power play opportunity.
Empty goal. Crawford taking advantage. He has 10 points tonight. 5 goals, 5 assists. That might have just iced the game.
Crease had a little pick and roll. Noble, 35 down low. Watch McLaughlin, he's been deadly in front.
Up top, Killen with a shot and he scores. The rookie, Kyle Killen, makes it 12-10. There was only 11 seconds left on that kill, but the Mammoth end up scoring their fourth power play tally.
Run down by Ball.
And these, John, the first minutes that Chiliano has not been in net for San Diego all year.
And it doesn't matter for the Warriors, who now lead 13-5 on McBride's goal.
As a business owner, you know that every year brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus. And Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Jason Wright can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give Jason a call at 678-568-6871 or reach him on Facebook at Jason Wright Agency. Coverages vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA is a national nonprofit working to transform youth and high school sports so that every child has a positive character-building youth sports experience. PCA provides live and online workshops to train double goal coaches whose first goal is winning and whose second, more important goal is teaching life lessons through sports. PCA also has workshops for parents and high school student athletes. For more information, please visit positivecoach.org.
If you've been hurt in a car wreck, contact my friend Steve Apolinski of Apolinski & Associates. He's been representing individuals for over 30 years throughout Georgia and Alabama. Email him at steve@aa-legal.com or call him 24/7 at 404-377-9191. The initial consultation is free.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Outside the Box, Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. It's that time week of once again to welcome in the New England Black Wolf scout, Chad Culp. Chad, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Was outside snow blowing about, for our American viewers, I would say we got at least 6 to 10 inches and snow up here in Barrie. Yeah, it's really bad here in Toronto and the surrounding area. And you know, in the States also, Chicago, Seattle.
Yeah.
This winter has been brutal, brutal. But last week, National Lacrosse League, New England Blackwell 16, Rochester 13. Big victory for you guys.
Yeah, big win. You know what? Rochester took the early lead there in the first quarter. And then we went on a run in the second quarter. We never looked back. And the last three quarters, you know, Rochester had a couple runs there to get within a couple goals. But you know what? We answered the bell and buried our chances when they had opportunities and never looked back. So it was a good team win and a big win at home in front of the home fans. And the boys are, you know, getting a little bit of a momentum.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this week's games, but I want to touch on last week. Best game of the year so far on paper was supposed to be 6-2 Buffalo Bandits, 7-2 Georgia Swarm. And can you believe Buffalo going into Georgia, beating the Georgia Swarm 19-9, more than double the score.
Yeah, nobody probably would have predicted that score, but you know what, Buffalo, you know, on paper anyways, and now it looks like they are performing and putting it together because they have a decent squad there, and yeah, to put up 19 on Georgia, wow, in Georgia, is pretty remarkable by their offense and led by John Tavares. So obviously he's got the boys rolling. And then to even hold Georgia to 9 goals is pretty impressive on the DN. So Matt Vink and Rich Kilgore, defensive coach or co-coach, I should say, has the boys playing really well back there. So I would look out for Buffalo. They're starting to put things together here and they look pretty impressive.
All right. This week, you guys get the short end of the stick with Philadelphia, but good news here. If you sweep Philadelphia, you're 6-3 at the halfway point. Certainly something to look forward to in the second half, but New England, Philadelphia on Saturday, and then Philadelphia and New England 3 PM on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a, you know, any divisional game is a big test and, you know, obviously a big 2 points. And then, yeah, like you said, to get that series edge is huge when it comes late because, you know, we could end up tied with certain teams and you always want to have the head-to-head advantage. Yeah, but being 6-3 here at half, I think we're, you know, we would take that any day, especially at the start of the year, knowing, you know, we had Sask and Georgia a couple times, the two teams that were in the finals. So, or have at least won it the last couple of years. So, you know, we had a bit of a tough schedule to start and to be 6-3. I think, you know, we got good momentum going into the second half.
All right. So also in the West, San Diego still keeps leading the West by percentage points. They're in to Toronto this Friday. And Toronto Rock, everybody's got to talk. They're first place, only one loss on the year. Let's talk about that game, San Diego and Toronto.
You know what? That would be a good test. It's the two leaders of the division. So San Diego coming into Toronto, and Toronto, I guess, had the week off last week, so they might have a little bit of rust. San Diego playing Vancouver, which, you know, wasn't their best performance, especially being at home, but Vancouver works hard, and, you know, that's just goes to show if you're not ready to play, a team that comes out and outworks you is going to be, you know, in the W column. So they got to be ready this week to take on Toronto in Toronto. And, you know, Patrick Merrill is a good coach, so I'm sure he'll have the boys ready to roll into Toronto, especially him, you know, playing in Toronto for so many years and winning championships there.
Yeah. All right. And then the next weekend, Toronto visits New England, 1 p.m. You guys at home have an interesting schedule, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock starts. Is there an adjustment as a lacrosse player to play? Usually all the games are at 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, but you guys at home play 1, 3, 5, 6 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I think it probably is a little bit of an advantage just because other teams are used to playing at, you know, 7:30. But I personally like it because, you know, you wake up, A, you don't have to do shoot around in the morning, so that's always good. But I do like to get the stick going in the morning too, so I do kind of miss the shoot around. But you go eat breakfast and then you go up and, you know, you don't really have a pregame nap when it's at 1, so you're like, you got to get to the rink usually at, 11:30. So you get to go to the game and you get it over with a lot quicker, so you don't have to sit around anxiously waiting all day. So I like it personally.
Now, is it better for you, the 3 or 5 p.m. instead of 1 p.m. starts, or which would you prefer better?
I would prefer 1. Drink up your breakfast, relax a little bit, and then get ready.
All right. That's Chad Culp, the scout of the New England Black Wolves. We'll be back next week to talk about this week's matchup. And Chad, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Again, you can get a hold of me. My Twitter account is Culpamania19. So if you want to hit me up on that, you're more than welcome.
All right. We'll be back for more Outside the Box and 2&2. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Yeah, no problem, Joseph. Thanks for having me.
As a business owner, you know that every year brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus. And Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Jason Wright can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give Jason a call at 678-568-6871 or reach him on Facebook at Jason Wright Agency. Coverages vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA is a national nonprofit working to transform youth and high school sports so that every child has a positive character-building youth sports experience. PCA provides live and online workshops to train double goal coaches whose first goal is winning and whose second, more important goal is teaching life lessons through sports. PCA also has workshops for parents and high school student athletes. For more information, please visit positivecoach.org.
If you've been hurt in a car wreck, contact my friend Steve Apolinski of Apolinski & Associates. He's been representing individuals for over 30 years throughout Georgia and Alabama. Email him at steve@aa-legal.com or call him 24/7 at 404-377-9191. The initial consultation is free.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Outside the Box on the OSG Sports Radio Network and barnburner.ca. Time to catch up with a friend of the show who hit a milestone. So, Dane, we got a lot of stuff to talk about this week, and I guess we'll start with what's it like to hit a magic number?
Yeah, it's something that means, I guess, I'm old.
You and me both, brother.
I've played in this league a long time. I think it's my 12th year now, and always been playing offense and always had the opportunity to play on power plays and stuff like that. So my chances have always been there, and thankfully I've been able to keep playing this game and be able to play full seasons for the most part. But it's just, I think it's a longevity kind of thing here.
Do you remember your first point that you ever scored in league history?
Yeah, I think it was my first game in Colorado. And I don't know, you remember what year it is, 2008, I believe, down in Colorado.
Just
as a goal.
I was going to say, just thought I would ask to see what the memory recall is like for us old guys. Now, this season, off to a tremendous start. And let me go back to last week here a little bit and just kind of build things up. You go up against Saskatchewan in their building, loud house, crazy. Traditionally, it's one of the toughest places to play. And the defense comes through in the second and third quarters, and you come out of there with a big win. What were some of your takeaways from the win last weekend?
Yeah, I think our team went in there, and we were ready to go in, and we knew it was a hostile environment to play in and a very difficult place to get a win in. And but that's someone that we've had to go through for the last 5 years or 4 years, however long they've been there. They've been the best in the league, and they're the best in the West for the past who knows how many years. But it was nice to get a win there for sure, and I think we came out and we actually we put a full 60 minutes together, and everybody stuck to their role and did their jobs, and I think we had a very good game and a successful game, and it showed.
And when you look at where you are in the West right now at the West is, I think it's going to come down to the last game or two, as it always has traditionally. Where do you think you guys are right now as a team?
The West is a dogfight.
Yeah.
When you look at this there, it's very tight. You lose one this weekend, so two other guys win it, and then all of a sudden you go first to fourth or something like that. So we just got to stick to one game at a time. We're definitely in a better spot than we have been in the past. We started off very, very slow. I think we're in a good spot right now, but we just have to keep going. We got a tough schedule coming up here. We go to Buffalo this weekend and a bye, then back to Saskatchewan. So there's a tough couple games coming up, but it'd be nice to go into Buffalo and get 2 points and keep this train on the tracks.
And, when you look at the balance offensively, it's you putting four in, and then there are other guys who are just right there with you. And I think that's one of the things that stuck out to me in the early part of the season so far is the balance that's there offensively, and the defenses can't pin their hopes on pinning one guy down to keep Calgary from getting off the board. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, our depth is definitely good on the offensive side. I think anybody can tip in and get their goals any given day, and it's something that's very good. We're starting to play as a seven-man unit, five on the floor, but we dress seven, and I think it's starting to pay dividends, and we're sticking to the game plan and trying to move the ball as much as we can and get guys open and taking quality shots and not trying to force stuff. I think that's been working, and hopefully we can just keep improving off of last week and keep getting better.
Now, when you look at things defensively, when you're sitting there or standing there on the bench and you're seeing what the guys are doing defensively, and I guess this goes back to my thought about what happened in the second and third quarter last weekend, what's it like to see that defense clamp down and pin, by all indications, a Saskatchewan team that can really light it up if things go with Church and Shatler and Matthews and everybody that's there, to pin a team down? What's it like to see that defense work the way that it can?
Yeah, it's happened a few times this year. I think we won an 8-5 game. We've won a game when we only got 9. Our defense, starting from Christian out, is playing fantastic, and they're holding teams and they're doing their jobs. And I think they're a very difficult group to play against, and hopefully they can be the same as up front, as just keep getting better every game. And like, Christian's lights out, and he's a great goalie, and he's a young kid, and I think sky's the limit for him. So we have a lot of trust and a lot of belief in him, and I think that helps the defense as a whole. And it also helps our bench when we're sitting there watching. Everybody knows we're always in the game, and there's always a chance we can win this one.
And you mentioned goalies. In a league that's got Del Bianco and Rosie and Vino, I've seen this season those 5-goal games that you're talking about, where you're winning a game 8-5, you're winning a game 9-5, and there are games that on some weekends you'll see a Buffalo put 19 in and kind of shock a lot of folks, putting up a number that's that high. But when these goalies in this league are working the way that they are, and I know that Christian is right there with you every day on the roster and with the team out there on the field, I think that there are times where the game is kind of set on its side a little bit, and you get to see really what the goalies in this league are made of, with Christian being that example that we're talking about.
Yeah, and that's very true. I think a game can go both ways very quickly. You can either everything going in one night, or you got to fight like stink to get some goals. And this is a perfect example of us going into Buffalo this weekend of what could possibly happen. You know, we could have a 10-9 game or a 9-8 game or a 6-5 game, or it could be a 16-15 game. It's just those top-end goalies make the saves at the right time when you need them most. And I think we got Vino to this weekend, but Vino and Christian, it's going to be a good goalie battle, and I'm excited for it, and I know Christian's ready to take it on.
I was going to say, now that you're talking about Christian and Vino, probably is going to end up being like 16-14 or something like that. But when you look at Buffalo and you're seeing the kind of season like a guy like Dane is having, what has study hall been like for you this week getting ready for this game against Buffalo, who really is right there at one of the top teams in the league so far this season? What are you seeing?
I just think they're a well-rounded team. They're playing fantastic lacrosse right now. And offensively, thankfully, I don't really have to worry about that too much and do too much film on that personally. But I'm sure coaches are breaking all that stuff down for them. But, you know, I think they got an unpredictability up there with, with Dane and Evie, and played with Evie for years. And he just makes stuff happen when stuff's not there. And, you know, then you got a guy on the other side of the floor, Corey Small, that can shoot the ball. They're like just as good as anybody in the league. But what we're worrying about as an offensive guys is what their defense tendency does. And more importantly is, to be honest, is just sticking with what we know and what we're good at. And I think that's something that we're really working towards this year, is to just be good at what we're good at. And I think it's slowly starting to come together, and we're seeing improvements in it. And like I said, just hopefully we can go into Buffalo and get 2 points, where it's another building that's very difficult to come out of with a win.
When you go up against a guy like Vino, how much of it is extra film study and how much of it is muscle memory to try to remember how to beat a guy as talented as that? Or is there something that you sit there and you hold in your hip pocket for that moment when you think you can beat him outside of a normal situation? What's it like having to go up against a guy like that?
Yeah, I think I've played against him for 12 years now in this league. So he's definitely a great A goalie and definitely top of the league for a reason. I think when it comes down to it is not overthinking it as a shooter and just putting the ball where you want to put it. And he's a good reaction goalie, and he's very smart. He watches a lot of film. He knows where guys are shooting. So maybe changing it up once in a while. But other than that, you know, we got to find good shots, good opportunities, and be able to execute them. If we're shooting from the outside all game, we're going to have a very low percentage chance of winning that game. So we got to get to the middle and get shots on top of them and hopefully be successful that way.
And one of the other things that I kind of like to get into with players that a lot of folks may not necessarily understand is the travel aspect of it, because you're not all under the same roof. You're not all you're not all in the same city. You're kind of at points of the season coming from the four wins, and you're meeting maybe a day before, or, you know, sometimes the day of if it's a night game. What's it like to travel in this league and stay as competitive as you guys are when it comes to putting a great product out there like you've been doing so far in Calgary? How much of a challenge is the travel aspect of this, and what is it that fans may not necessarily understand about it?
It depends on the weather. That's
yes,
a big one too, right? So we got dumped on with snow in Vancouver here where I'm from, and I'm sure the flights will be okay Friday morning, but I think it's starting to lighten up. It's something that you get used to. I'm grateful to play in Calgary where we do get pretty decent flights and decent times. And but this weekend, for instance, we fly across the country. I leave Calgary leave Vancouver probably around 6 a.m., flying to Toronto and bus down to Buffalo. But we got a whole day or a whole night to recover and get ready to go Saturday, have a shoot around Saturday. But we have, I think, 10, 12 guys from Vancouver, about 6, 7 from Ontario, and the rest are scattered a little bit all over the place. So it's just something that you get used to over time. And if you're going to try and use that as an excuse or use that as something that you want to fall back on, then you're not going to be successful in this league. And you got to look at it two ways, is that 90% of the league is doing the exact same thing as you are. So the playing field is pretty level that way.
Well, Dane, thanks for hanging out with us as always here on OTB. Thanks for pulling the curtain back a little bit. And congrats on the win against Saskatchewan, and good luck this weekend on a tough contest against Buffalo. Thanks again for hanging out with us here on OTB as always.
Not a problem. Thank you.
When we come back, the tour of the National Lacrosse League continues. You're listening to Outside the Box on the OSG Sports Radio Network and barnburner.ca. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
As a business owner, you know that every year brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus. And Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Jason Wright can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give Jason a call at 678-568-6871 or reach him on Facebook at Jason Wright Agency. Coverages vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA is a national nonprofit working to transform youth and high school sports so that every child has a positive character-building youth sports experience. PCA provides live and online workshops to train double goal coaches whose first goal is winning and whose second, more important goal is teaching life lessons through sports. PCA also has workshops for parents and high school student athletes. For more information, please visit positivecoach.org.
If you've been hurt in a car wreck, contact my friend Steve Apolinski of Apolinski & Associates. He's been representing individuals for over 30 years throughout Georgia and Alabama. Email him at steve@aa-legal.com or call him 24/7 at 404-377-9191. The initial consultation is free.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Outside the Box. Joseph Pasek here. That time once again to be welcome in our friend Rod Mahood. Rod, how's the weather down there where you live?
Oh, in St. Catharines in Niagara, we had a little snow. I'm sure we're awaiting the ice pellets and freezing rain, which I understand. I think Toronto's already had. How's things looking? The big smoke, Joe.
20 centimeters. It's ugly. It's ugly. Speak about ugly. The favorites last week, ugly in the National Lacrosse League. Favorites didn't fare any well last week as we had several surprises. Let's first start off with the first game last week. Vancouver defeating San Diego 14-6.
Yeah, full credit to the Warriors coaching staff because they were more than well prepared to face the Seals, shutting down Austin Stotts and that entire San Diego offense. So full marks to Vancouver. And how about the Western Division? Wide open, absolutely wide open. All teams within two or three games of each other. That's going to be interesting down the stretch to see how things play out in the West.
Yeah, and again, your Philadelphia Wings, the disappointed with Colorado. They beat them 12-10. New England getting by Rochester 16-13. But the matchup of the season, we previewed it, and we both didn't think this is going to, even though you picked Buffalo, but 19-9, more than double, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Buffalo Bandits showed that they are for real and want to be considered the class of the East, even though your team, the Toronto Rock, has impressed many too. But that Georgia team, you know, with the coaching staff there, Eddie Como and such, they are going to rebound. So it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a three-horse race in the East. And as I mentioned, the West is completely wide open.
You know, like Georgia, when I speak to Dan Lattiser, he always says they never win in Colorado. Guess who they play this week? In Colorado. So they could be on a losing streak. But last game last week, Calgary upsetting Saskatchewan 17-12. What's going on with the Rush?
You got that right. What is going on? Three straight losses. But again, the team that is there, the culture they've created, their coaching staff with Derek Keenan, They're going to rebound, but three state losses for the Rush. And I said that that West, if any team went on a sustained rush, pardon the pun, could be on top of the standings. But it's unbelievable right now with percentage points. The San Diego Seals at 4-3 have the best winning percentage in the West. It's unbelievable, Joe.
Yeah, and San Diego comes here this weekend to take on the Rock. And there's no question, every week I got to have you on and we talk about, reminisce about the good old days where they packed in Maple Leaf Gardens, Air Canada Center, 14, 15,000. They're the lone game in town. The NBA is on All-Star break. The Leafs are not in town. This is the only game in town. What do you think the attendance are going to be like this week for a battle of first-place teams?
Mm-hmm. And being proactive, they have a Pride Night. I think they're the first NLL team to have a Pride Night this weekend, supporting the LBQT community. And it's going to be interesting. Listen, they should have no problem with the San Diego Seals. That'll put them at 8-1 in the season. I believe the following week they have New England. They could be at 9-1 and still leading the East. Let's hope media gets on it. You mentioned the Leafs. You mentioned the Raptors. And then people forget, next week spring training starts. So the Blue Jays are going to become in the mix. So this is maybe the week that they really have to promote things with the Pride game, with the lone game in town, and see what they can do. I think it'll also help a little. Maybe up to 1,000 fans, but certainly a few hundred from Six Nations to see Adi Stotts and the San Diego Seals at Scotiabank Arena this Friday night.
All right. So this week, Philadelphia and New England play back-to-back. First game in Philadelphia on Saturday, Sunday in New England. A critical matchup for New England, especially because if they win both games, they can put distance themselves. They're 4-3 right now. They could be 6-3.
Yeah, no, I for the first time in 3 weeks, Joe, I'm going to go New England sweep on this one. Philadelphia somehow, if they can get a split, that would be credit to them. But I'm going to go with New England. And you mentioned they'll be 6-3. They'll be in the mix. But I really think it's going to come down to a three-horse race in the East between Toronto, Buffalo, and Georgia.
All right. And now let me ask you a question. Buffalo, big victory last week. But this week, they play Calgary at Buffalo. Could be a very big game for both teams.
Yeah, Calgary is showing signs that they want to be in the mix. And again, anybody's in the mix in the West. But Buffalo at home, I think the Bandits should roll. Now, hey, if we talk next week and Calgary sometimes upsets them, that's the thing with parity in the league, right? And I truly believe, and you know, on any given night with the quality of goaltending they have in this league, certain goaltenders on certain teams can steal certain games. And that could happen, but Buffalo should roll again at home in my prediction.
Now, let me ask you this. The discrepancy of, you know, Toronto Rock playing 7 games so far, Georgia playing 10, New England playing 7, and if you look in the West, San Diego playing 7, but Vancouver already playing 9. Like, this is a small league. They got, you know, 6 teams in the East, 5 teams in the West. But can you believe some discrepancy already?
I think that has to do with arena availability and scheduling around that. With all the teams using bigger arenas and so many things scheduled in there, sometimes, Joe, years in advance, that's what plays into this mix. And it'll all even out. It'll be interesting. I haven't delved into the schedule too much to see where some teams are loaded heavy at the end of the season where they might get tired going into the playoffs, but it'll all play out. And again, that is out of the NLL and or the specific teams sort of realm, because it's some of these arenas are booked years in advance.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, Rod, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
R. Mahood on Twitter, R-M-A-W-H-O-O-D. And on email, NiagaraSportsReport@gmail.com. I run a show down here in St. Catharines and Niagara called the Niagara Sports Report on the Bell Media station, 610 CKTB out of St. Catharines, a great historic station, and always get lacrosse guests on. So please reach out if you've got any suggestions.
And when's that show aired on 610?
It runs Sundays and runs Sunday mornings and repeats on Wednesday nights. So anytime you want to tune in 9 to 10, you can tune in online at 610cktb.com. click under Listen Live. And again, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sunday mornings, and repeats Wednesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern.
Thanks a lot, Rod.
Thank you, Joe.
As a business owner, you know that every year brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus. And Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Jason Wright can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give Jason a call at 678-568-6871 or reach him on Facebook at Jason Wright Agency. Coverages vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA is a national nonprofit working to transform youth and high school sports so that every child has a positive character-building youth sports experience. PCA provides live and online workshops to train double goal coaches whose first goal is winning and whose second, more important goal is teaching life lessons through sports. PCA also has workshops for parents and high school student athletes. For more information, please visit positivecoach.org.
If you've been hurt in a car wreck, contact my friend Steve Apolinski of Apolinski & Associates. He's been representing individuals for over 30 years throughout Georgia and Alabama. Email him at steve@aa-legal.com or call him 24/7 at 404-377-9191. The initial consultation is free.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Outside the Box. Let's begin, John, with last week. You said surprises. I don't know if there was a bigger surprise. Buffalo beating Georgia. The game was marked as the game of the week. Buffalo came 6-2. Georgia was 7-2. But the score, 19-9. That's like the Joe Pasek beating John Nelson and like more than doubling up. What do you think of that game?
Yeah, in the picks department, yes. So. I think that, you know, right now with the win, Buffalo at 7-2, Georgia 7-3. I think that Georgia's got one more game before they get a bye week. And so they're looking to get into the bye at 8-3 and get into the barn. But Buffalo gets out to a 3-0 lead and then 6 goals in the second and the third. In the third, it was 6-1 in that advantage. But you look at the nights that some folks had. Dane Smith, 11-point night, all assists. Sean Evans went 4-6 on 15 shots. So a 10-point night for Sean Evans, an 11-point night for Dane Smith. And Matt Vince stops 32 of 41 shots from Georgia. So an off night. They had a lot of different folks score the swarm, but it was a big win for Buffalo in front of a big crowd at Infinite Energy Arena, just under 7,800.
Wow, 7,800. But the week started with upset galore. The Vancouver Warriors go into San Diego. By the way, how's our studio in San Diego? Anyways, beating San Diego 14-6. The Warriors, very big victory. San Diego comes to Toronto to open up this week's play against the Toronto Rock at the Scotiabank Arena, 7:30. The Rock, you know, nobody's talking about The Rock. They're the best team in the National Cross League. And in Toronto, still, nobody's talking about it. They're talking about the Leafs. They're talking about the Raptors. Even spring training is opened up now. And The Rock, with a win, could be 7-1.
Well, and you got a lot of folks around the other end of the Golden Horseshoe who would have a lot of things to say about who the best team in the National Cross League is right now. But San Diego had the lead after 1-3-2, only scored one goal in each of the subsequent three quarters to finish up with 6 goals on the night. Keegan Ball had a big night for Vancouver, going 6-4 on 13 shots, so a 10-point night for him, and 40 of 46 saves on the night. So a big win for Vancouver on the road. Austin Stotts, proven human, one goal, one assist, eight shots. So I think that this tape is going to be getting around as to how to slow down Austin Stott's 8,700 at Pechanga Arena in San Diego to see the win for Vancouver.
All right, so where's the sound effects? It's picks time. It's picks time here
on Outside the Box. Whoa, hold on there, Pilgrim. The reigning champs are 3-4. Calgary knocking off Saskatchewan 17-12. So San Diego, while they still may have the lead in the West, Saskatchewan 3-4 right now in the West.
Yep, 3-4 in the West. But, you know, definitely this year, the East, the top three teams are certainly the best teams in the National Lacrosse League. So this year, it looks like the East is going to take the championship cup there. But let's look at this week's play here. San Diego and Toronto, your pick.
I got to go with Toronto here. Toronto goes to 7-1. San Diego comes across the country. Probably I'll go 14-9. I'll give the Argos two touchdowns, and Captain Bapty will be happy that the Argos get the win 14-9 over San Diego this week.
Who are the Argos? Anyways, let's get to Saturday, the first of back-to-back games. New England at Philadelphia at 7 on Sunday. Philadelphia at New England at 3. Very big game for both teams.
Yeah, and a lot of folks were sitting there and thinking that Philadelphia was one of the best 0-6 teams out there. And they get the Duke. They're at 1-7. Now you get a home-and-home with New England. And New England is -5. When it comes to goal difference right now, in 7 matches, they've only scored 82 goals. So that's an average of, you know, about 11.5 a game there. Philadelphia in 8 has scored 92. So you're looking at a pretty even setup here. I think Philadelphia gets one of these, and it wouldn't surprise me if it's the first one out, if it's the home game of the two at Wells Fargo this weekend. So I think that the front end of the doubleheader goes to Philadelphia, but they finish the weekend with a split. New England goes to five and four, and the Wings go to 2-8.
Both games will be won by New England. The Patriots always defeat the Eagles, right? Anyways, Calgary, Buffalo, in Buffalo. This is going to be, no pun intended, a barn burner.
I've got to go with Buffalo here. Buffalo is just on a big roll right now, putting 19 on Georgia last week, and then Calgary having to travel. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So if you're into this kind of thing, take the over. I'll go 16-14 Buffalo.
I actually agree with you. I can't believe I just said that. Anyways, the next game, 9 p.m., Georgia into Colorado. A side note, this is why Dan Lattiser is not on this week, because he says he did not. He has never won while his team has gone to Colorado. So I'm not picking Georgia. That's all I'm saying.
Then I'll pick Georgia. Georgia rebounds after that big loss at home to Buffalo. I think they put up a number on Colorado. I think that Colorado, you know, at home, that's where they've gotten one of their wins, 1-3 at home. But I think that Georgia is just too good. I think they rebound to go to 8-3. I'll go 14-11 Georgia Swarm.
Just because Dan Lattiser told me they never won, I'm going with Colorado. There you go. At the last game on Saturday, Saskatchewan, Vancouver, this is really do or die for the Saskatchewan Rush, correct?
Yeah, I think so. This is a must-win situation for Saskatchewan. I think that they get it. I think it's going to be a tight one, because right now, look at it this way. Saskatchewan's 3-4. Vancouver's 3-6. If Vancouver wins, it gives them the fourth win of the year, and that puts them with a 400 winning percentage, in Saskatchewan at 3-5 at 375. So Vancouver would be ahead of Saskatchewan in the standings if Vancouver wins. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Saskatchewan gets the gut check here. I think it's probably something along the lines of 15-10.
You know what? I'm going with a surprise. I'm going with the surprise. I'm a good friend. I used to love this wrestler, the Ultimate Warrior. I know you did too. Vancouver Warriors win by 2 goals. How do you like that?
Warrior.
I've got to ask you this. Since we had a blizzard this week here in Toronto, I don't know how the weather is in Atlanta, but I know
can't
in Seattle, it's been It's been a blizzard in Chicago and all that. When are you going to scout out our studios in San Diego? I need somebody to go and tell me, send us an email, how the weather is in San Diego, where we can we park a studio there? Because, John, you know, like, to be honest with you, I'll do the show maybe December, January, and February in San Diego.
I don't blame you.
You can do the show. You can do the show March, April, May in San Diego. And in June, we'll be Toronto and San Diego in the final, and we'll rotate, okay?
Well, I think that probably the Seals would be happy to have us at Pechanga Arena, but that's just a thought.
I'm not going to be in Pechanga Arena. I want to be in Pechanga Beach.
Okay.
All right?
Well, maybe they'll put some sand outside the arena for you and call it Pechanga Beach.
That's right. Imagine, look at all the snow outside, but putting your feet through the sand, San Diego weather, a little bit of a breeze.
Here goes the green. Here's the dreamer again.
I'm 82% in my predictions. John Nelson's like 44%. Close it out. I'm going to go to – by the way, San Diego's going to hate me this week because Toronto is going to do a number on San Diego. All right? So, John, I'm not going to say anything no more. I'm just dreaming about being in San Diego.
So he goes against San Diego. He thinks Toronto's going to get the Duke, but he's envisioning himself at Pechanga Beach in San Diego. He's Joe. I'm John. Thanks to Chad Culp. Thanks to Rod Mahood. Thanks to all the other guests. And thanks to you for hanging out with us for another week of OTB. Play it safe, everybody. Enjoy the games. It's going to be a fun weekend.